Praise the Lord
Love
and glory.
Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love getting into God's word, God's inspired word, God's holy word. I would love to talk about different topics concerning the Bible and real persons. There's about 5-6 different topics. Number one topic I would be talking about today, we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Number one is God is a real person. I will be getting into those scriptures in a different episode. Jesus also is a real person with his glorified, and Jesus has his own body. God is a real person, and he has his own body. Man, me and you, we have our own body. We are called saints, and we're going to be talking about the power of prayer concerning the saints. Listen to this one. Satan has a real body also. Satan has his own real body. We're going to look at the angelic beings. And today we'll be talking about the Holy Spirit has his own body. And then the fruits of the Holy Spirit. In the beginning, Genesis 1:2, you see God's Holy Spirit. Genesis 1:2 with Psalms 104, verse 30, and then Job 33:4. Okay, let me start with the history of the work of the Holy Spirit. The history of the work of the Holy Spirit. All that the Holy Spirit has done for man in the past, he is able and will do for us even today. Now, what all everything that he's done, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has no beginning, he has no ending. All that he has done for men in the past, he is able and will do for them now. And there is no excuse. I want you to listen to this one. There is no excuse for limiting his work among men today. Here are some following facts in Bible history concerning the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit moved upon the chaotic earth and restored it to a habitable state in 6 days and created new life, as we will see through scripture. The Holy Spirit gave Joseph power to interpret dreams. The Holy Spirit gave Joseph power to interpret dreams. Genesis chapter 41. The Holy Spirit filled workers of the tabernacle with wisdom and knowledge to make material things that the ordinary man could not do. Exodus 28 verse 3, Exodus 31. Verse 3 and Exodus 35, verse 31. The Holy Spirit enabled Moses and the elders of Israel to give just judgment, and he endued them with physical strength that no natural man could have done. Numbers 11, verses 10 through 25. The Holy Spirit gave men power to prophesy. Numbers 11, Numbers 24, 1 Samuel 10, 1 Samuel 19, 20, 2 Samuel 23, 2 Chronicles 15, 2 Chronicles 24. The Holy Spirit gave men power to prophesy. Amen. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll do it for you if you can just trust and receive the Holy Spirit. For without the Holy Spirit, no one can will see the kingdom of God, cannot enter the kingdom of God. Marvel not that the Lord says to us through his word, we must be born again. The Holy Spirit gave man power to interpret. The Holy Spirit gave man power to impart spiritual gifts to others. Numbers 34, Romans 1, 1 Timothy 4, 2 Timothy 1, 6, Hebrews 6, 1 through 2, 1 and 2. The Holy Spirit gave men victory in war. The Holy Spirit gave Samson spiritual, physical strength and made Saul into a new person, made Saul into another man. 1 Samuel 10, 6 through 11. The Holy Spirit inspired men to write songs. God will give you a song. Amen. God will give you a book to write through the Holy Spirit, the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. 2 Samuel 23, verse 2. Amen. We need to pray, Lord, give me your own song. And when people say, where did you get that song? You can only say, it was by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. 2 Samuel 23:2. The Holy Spirit departed from the lives of men. The Holy Spirit will depart from the lives of men. 1 Samuel 16, Psalms 51. The Holy Spirit gave men different degrees and measures of power. The Holy Spirit gave men different degrees and measure of power. Numbers 11, 2 Kings 2, and John 3, 34. The Holy Spirit rested upon man. Isaiah 11, Isaiah 42, Isaiah 61, Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. The Holy Spirit anointed men freely like rain. The Holy Spirit was equal with the Father in sending the prophets. The Holy Spirit is equal with the Father in sending prophets. Isaiah 48, verse 16. The Holy Spirit has many times lifted up a standard against the devil. Isaiah 59, 14. I read this one before, and the Holy Spirit is able to raise a standard against the devil. And number one is sending Jesus. Jesus will stand in front of you to fight that devil. The battle is not yours. It belongs to God, Jesus, to the power of the Holy Ghost. That was Isaiah 59:19. The Holy Spirit has become the enemy of men when they rebel and vex him, the Holy Ghost, him, and when he comes. That was Isaiah 63, verse 10. The Holy Spirit has entered into people. The Holy Spirit will enter people. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. Ezekiel 3, 24. Daniel 4, 9. The Holy Spirit lifted men and carried them through the air. That has happened to me in 1987. I was taken from the city of Las Vegas straight to the throne room of God. The Holy Spirit lifted men and carried them through the air. Ezekiel 3, verses 12 through 14. Ezekiel 8, 3. Ezekiel 11:1, Ezekiel 24, Ezekiel 37, verse 1, Ezekiel 43, verse 5, and the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 39. Let the Holy Ghost carry us and take us to Philippines 2021. Jesus' name we pray. The Holy Spirit has filled men with power. The Holy Spirit will fill you with God's power. Micah 3:8, Zechariah 4:6, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans 15, verses 19 and 29. The Holy Spirit has been seen in bodily shape like a dove. Luke 3, John 1, 32, 33. The Holy Spirit led men to be tested. The Holy Spirit will lead you to be tested. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, Luke 4, 1. The Holy Spirit has spoken through men in their own tongue, as well as various languages. Matthew 10:20, Acts 2:4, Acts 10:44 through 48, Acts 19:1 through 6, 1 Corinthians 12 from verse 1 all the way through 1 Corinthians 14:40. Powerful. The Holy Spirit has spoken through men in their own tongue as well as various languages. We need to get into these scriptures. The Holy Spirit has manifested great power through men. The Holy Spirit has manifested great power through men. Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, Acts 10, 38. The Holy Spirit has directed men in various ways. Let the Holy Ghost direct us in the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. The Holy Spirit has directed. Let the Holy Ghost direct you where you should be, where you should go. Many people have invited me to go over there, to go here, to join them, to do this and to do that. It is better to be well-pleasing unto God rather than well-pleasing unto men. Because from men, you're only going to get a man's reward. But if you follow the Holy Spirit direction, you will receive the Holy Spirit blessings. Luke 2:27, Romans chapter 8, 14 through 16. I got to read it again. The Holy Spirit has directed men in various ways. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit recreated men. Have you been transformed? Have you been renewed? The Holy Spirit has recreated men. John 3, 3 through 8. Ephesians 4:22, 24, 2 Corinthians 5:17, 1 Corinthians 6:11. Oh, we need to be recreated by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has been given to man without measure. The Holy Spirit has been given to men without measure, and I tell you what, I want the fullness of the Holy Ghost. John 3:34, John 7:37 through 39, John 14:12. The Holy Spirit executes judgment because men have tempted and lied to him. Acts 5:3 to 10. The Holy Spirit has spoken to men as a person. The Holy Spirit has spoken to men as a person. Acts 8:29, Acts 10:19, Acts 11:12. The Holy Spirit has directed gospel workers. Come on, somebody. Amen. You're a gospel worker. You're a worker. The laborers are few. You want to start working for God. Today is April the 2nd, 2021. God, the Holy Spirit, has directed gospel workers. Acts 8:29, Acts 8:30, 35, 38, Acts 10:19, Acts 11:12, 13:1-3, Acts 16:7. We want to be directed. The Holy Spirit has made men free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:21. Get free from the law and get free from sin. Jesus will make you free indeed. The Holy Spirit causes men to have holy desires. The Holy Ghost will cause you to have holy desires. Romans chapter 9. The Holy Spirit dwelled in men and still does. The Holy Spirit lives in the inside of. Know ye not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead lives in the inside of you, will also give life to your mortal body. The Holy Spirit has dwelled in men and still does. Romans chapter 8, 1 Corinthians 3. The Holy Spirit has raised up Jesus from the dead. The power, I just told you, the power of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in the inside of you, will also quicken your mortal body. God, the Holy Spirit has raised up Jesus from the dead. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. God, the Holy Spirit enabled man to mortify the deeds of the flesh, the deeds of the body. Romans chapter 8. God, the Holy Spirit has enabled men to mortify the deeds of the flesh. God, the Holy Spirit has led men into all truth. Come on. Listen, people. One of the reasons I'm doing this right now is because, listen, God, the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. God is a real person, and a lot of people do not believe that truth, but the Holy Spirit will reveal you unto you, Jesus also. Jesus also has a real person. Jesus also is a real person with his glorified own body. The body of Jesus Christ cannot enter God has a celestial. You gotta do these studies. I'm gonna get into all these studies. Man has his own body. Satan has his own body. Satan cannot get into man. Satan cannot get into Jesus' body. Satan cannot get into God's body. Jesus cannot get into Satan's body. Man cannot get into and Satan entered I'm getting out of here. Let me see. Okay. God, the Holy Spirit has led men into all truth. Romans chapter 8, John 14. John 16, okay? The Holy Spirit has led men into all truth. Romans 8, 14 through 16. John 14, 16 and 17 and 26. John 16, 15. Listen, you need the Holy Spirit to show you Jesus. The Holy Spirit will show you Abba Father. The Holy Spirit will reveal unto you. Yes, even the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit will reveal you Jesus. Jesus will reveal you the Father through the Holy Spirit. Listen, these three are one, but they are three different distinct individuals. You have not been set free. You have not been made free, because the only one that can make you free is the Holy Spirit revealing unto you. Paul the Apostle, he says, I didn't have to go to Rhema Bible College. He didn't go to Baptist seminar. He didn't go nowhere. Everything that Paul got, the Apostle Paul, he got it by revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will reveal unto you, yes, even the deep things of God. Deuteronomy 29:29, Jeremiah 33:3. And this is one truth that I have learned concerning when you ask God, write Deuteronomy 29:29, pray over it, and give it back to God and say, Lord, you said that you would reveal unto me, yes, even the secret things that I need to know. What is hiding in darkness? God will show you through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will reveal unto you if your spouse is cheating on you, who is robbing your company, who is the one that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The Holy Spirit will reveal unto you, yes, even the witches that come into your church. The witches, the unrighteous workers, busybodies that live with you, that only come to steal, to kill, and to destroy, let the Holy Spirit reveal you. Get to know them that labor among you only by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit has adopted into the family of God. The Holy Spirit has adopted you and me into the family of God. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 and 16. God, the Holy Spirit, help us in prayer, for we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us all. Romans 8:26-28, Ephesians 6:18, Jude 20 and 24. The Holy Spirit has given revelations of God. God, the Holy Spirit, is able to give you dreams, visions, revelations of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody. We need to pray, Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, reveal unto me. I want to get to know this Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit to dwell in me and give me life, give me new life, and reveal unto me up yonder. The Holy Spirit has revealed unto me what is coming up next concerning Kamala Harris, Obama, and the Pope, and concerning one world leader, one world religion. Listen, people. The only way you can... I've been praying for Donald J. Trump. I wanted Donald J. Trump to grab that microphone and say, America, this is what God has revealed unto me. Last night, the Lord revealed unto me. Jesus revealed unto me. The Holy Spirit revealed unto me which direction should we take. Donald Trump does not need to hear from Paula White, from Jansen, from Benny Hinn. The president, even the president of the Philippines, to ask God to speak to him in the night so that in the day he may reveal unto everyone what God the Holy Spirit has shown him concerning America, concerning Philippines, India, Africa, Pakistan, Cuba, around the world. Come on, somebody. The Holy Spirit has imparted spiritual gifts to people. That is exactly what I'm talking about. God the Holy Spirit imparted. And the Holy Spirit is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever the Holy Spirit did in the Old Testament and before the world begun, the Holy Spirit always existed. The Holy Spirit has imparted spiritual gifts unto people. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, 14. Let us take some time to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, chapter 13, chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians, okay? The Holy Spirit has written on the fleshly tables of our hearts, 2 Corinthians 3:3-15. The Holy Spirit has brought these and many other benefits to men in various ages in the past, and he will bring every one of these benefits today to every believer if he will but learn the truth and conform to the plan of God. The Holy Spirit of God has worked in all these ages and has blessed men according to every promise of God and according to the faith the individual, according to the faith of the individual, and this will be the case always. Okay, all that the Holy Spirit has done in the past, he is able and will do it for us now, today. Let your will be done, not my will. Lord, show me, where am I supposed to go? Am I supposed to stay home and pray? Am I supposed to go out to Las Vegas Boulevard and share the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world in the city of Las Vegas, Nevada? Pray that the Lord will send workers into his vineyard. The bottom line is that one's name may be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It is not about you. It's not about me. It's not about. It's about you must be born again by the power of the Holy Ghost. Read John chapter 3. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your holy name, O God, we pray. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I got a few minutes left. By the grace and the power and the love and the mercy of God, you're listening to the voice of Evangelist Jesse Charo. The Lord saved me in 1986. Jesus saved me in 1986. Now listen. Matthew 11:25-28. No one knows the Father except the Son, and no one knows the Son except the Holy Ghost. And to the one to whom reveal, Jesus will reveal you the Father. The Father will reveal you unto Jesus. The Holy Spirit will reveal you Jesus. The Holy Spirit will reveal you the person, God, the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is able to reveal unto you everything that you need to know. Everything that my ex-wife was doing against me, the Holy Spirit revealed unto me the hidden things that she was doing. And I tell you what, because God loves you so much. Amen. Listen, don't do nothing. Pray for direction. Pray for direction. The Lord has already revealed unto me that I was going to be flying back again to the Philippines to do missionary work with my wife, Pastora Evangelista Misionera Elena P. Charo. To God be all the praise, glory, and honor. Ask the Father, and he will give you the Holy Ghost.